Hello, this is Ash Rowan, Rose Aradney's assistant. Before we get started with part two of Rose's interview, I wanted to let you know that you can learn more about Rose's work at www.masteringmagicwitchcraft.com, or you can check out her blog at www.rose-ariadne.com. Enjoy part two of the interview.
I believe that someone has put a curse on my family and would like to protect myself as well as my family. Is this possible?
I could take the simple route and just say, absolutely, and leave it at that. But I know it's exactly. I know it's an important question that calls into play many potential moral and personal integrity issues. The real question, often hidden within that question, is, do I have the right to retribution against someone who has hurt my family? And that's what most people are really asking when they're asking that question. And that's going to be directly related to what your personal beliefs are. Whenever you use witchcraft, you are calling into play some really strong and powerful energies. Energy is not good or bad. It's neutral. It is how you use and direct that energy that can be good or bad. But as I've said in my course, like attracts like. Whether you believe in karmic laws or not, if you send out good things, you're going to attract good things to you. If you send out bad things, you're going to attract bad things to you. So the next logic that often follows is, if someone is sending out bad against me, then they're only getting bad back in return if I give it back to them, right? Mm-hmm. Well, that's a yes and a no. They're definitely getting back the bad. But then you're opening yourself up for more bad to come to you in return. In essence, you're cursing yourself to reap more bad things in your life. So how do you deal with this issue? It's a level thing, I guess, with many possibilities. Let me stress, as I have in my teachings, that I do not believe it is ever right to bind someone against their will, to do them what you want them to do, nor is it ever right to bring harm to someone with your ability to use magic. However, human nature being what it is, there's going to come times when you step into the world of magic when others are not so nice or moral, and you may find yourself cursed or even under direct attack, magical attack. So what do you do? Well, here's how I would handle a situation in, you know, from beginning to end in kind of an escalation type fashion. The first step is just to simply put up your protection so that nothing can get in to harm you or the ones you love. You know, that's the simplest part, you know. Protect yourself, do your rituals, circle yourself to make sure that nothing can get at you. Now, sometimes that doesn't always work. There are people out there that are using different things. You might not be at the level they're at. There's a lot of different things that can come into play. If it's not successful and the attacks continue, then I would change those protections around you to be a mirror-like protection, okay, where it allows only the good things in, but it bounces back any bad to the sender. You know, whoever's sending you bad energy, they're getting bad back. On the other hand, that also works two ways, where if they're sending you good, yes, it's coming through, but they're also getting a reflection of the good back, too. You know, so that's, you know, there's a positive thing in there, too. Now, I'm going to be specific and say the sender, okay? Do not say bounce back all negative energy coming from Billy Bob, you know, because you don't know for certain where the energy is coming from. If you're targeting a specific individual, how do you know that maybe someone else is not sending harmful energy your way and now you're just passing it along to an innocent bystander? Mm-hmm. If the bad is still getting through, then you have a good clue of where the curse or attack is coming from. Check to see if there's someone or something in the house that might not be allowing them a way in. Cut the astral ties to that person or to yourself in a ritual and then strengthen your protections again. You know, they might... Let's say it's an ex, and the ex is sending things to you, and you're trying to protect yourself, all right? They keep getting in past your protections. Why? Well, because they have maybe children in the house or a family dog or something. So no matter what, they still have a way to get in because they're connected to that thing. You just need to cut those ties. They can rebond every time they see each other. You just need to recut those ties when they're not around so that they can't get through. And I've seen cases where parents have actually used their children to get into things like that. It's a very sad situation.
Is it the innocence of the children that penetrates through?
Yep, it's the innocence of the children. It's the bond of love, you know, and love is a powerful thing. They're loving the kids, but they're using that to get in past the protection so they can hurt you. You know, it's sad.
Yeah.
It's a really sad thing, but what do you do? The next thing is, if it is still continuing, then you might try some poppet magic, using a poppet or a doll to represent the person who is attacking or cursing you. It's most effective if you know who it is and so on and so forth. I go into that a lot more depth in my course. But again, I caution against specifically targeting someone. Performing a binding ritual on the poppet, I'm not talking about putting a binding on them, to harm them or anything like that. When you're doing something in this situation, I'm so against, binding and creating negative situations. But performing a binding ritual on a poppet to prevent the individual from sending out negative things, and only negative, because no matter how negative a person is, they still have good in them, I believe. I never believe that there is a person that is totally without good. There's always good in somebody. So you don't want to stop them from doing good, because that's, to me, that's their own redemption. They can earn their karma back. Put a shield with inward reflecting mirrors around the poppet that only allows the good energy to be sent out from that person, and anything bad is reflected back to them, and it's not going out to harm other people. That's a teaching a lesson thing, but to me, that's always a last resort. Always try everything else you can before you would try to do something like that. Sometimes there's just no other way to stop someone who's sending out hateful or hurtful energy, and it's a lesson thing, but you never do it from a position of anger if you are going to do something like that. Only do it from a position of calm and love. Remember, your goal is to protect yourself and your loved ones. It is never right, in my opinion, to extract vengeance upon anyone. You are opening up a can of worms and repercussions that can grow to be impossible to disentangle yourself from. You're creating your own karma. If you're trying to protect your family and your loved ones, you don't want to be sending out hurt to other people, because you're only going to get that hurt back. That's how I would deal with a situation like that.
That seems to be a reasonable answer. Very reasonable.
I hope you enjoyed part two of Rose's interview. Remember to visit Rose at her blog, www.rose-ariadne.com, and also take a peek at her life's work at www.masteringmagicwitchcraft.com.